This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister termed the day historic for the rural economy. He said over 2 crore 25 lakh property documents have been issued in the last 5 years since the implementation of Swamitva scheme.
बीते 5 साल में लगभग 1.5 करोड़ लोगों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड दिए गए हैं। इस कार्यक्रम में 65 लाख से ज्यादा परिवारों को ये स्वामित्व कार्ड मिले हैं। यानी स्वामित्व योजना के तहत गांव के करीब 2.25 करोड़ लोगों को अपने घर का पक्का कानूनी डॉक्यूमेंट मिला है।
The Prime Minister said the government is earnestly working to implement Gram Swaraj on the ground. He highlighted that the Swamitva Yojana had significantly improved village development, planning and execution and will unlock the economic potential of 100 lakh crore in the country, which will prove instrumental in the economic empowerment of people. The Prime Minister said Swamitva scheme will make the rural economy the core pillar of development. Mr. Modi said the government is working for the digitization of land records and so far 23 crore Bhu Aadhaar numbers have been issued. The Prime Minister said women will play a crucial role in building a developed India. He said empowerment of women is the focus area of his government and women are placed at the center of every major scheme. Launched in 2020, Swamitva scheme aims to provide record of rights to property owners in village areas to enhance the economic development of rural India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. Union Home Minister and Minister for Cooperation Amit Shah has ordered the constitution of an inter-ministerial team to ascertain the cause of deaths in Jammu's Rajouri district. The team led by the Ministry of Home Affairs will visit the affected village to ascertain the cause of deaths in 3 incidents in the past 6 weeks. The team will consist of experts from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers, and Ministry of Water Resources. It will also be assisted by experts from Animal Husbandry, Food Safety and Forensic Science Labs. The team would proceed today, and in collaboration with the local administration, the team would work on providing immediate relief as well as taking precautionary measures to prevent such incidents in future. Israel will release 735 Palestinian prisoners during the first phase of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal agreed upon with Hamas. In a statement, Israel's Justice Ministry said the deal is expected to go into effect today and include 3 phases. The first phase is expected to last for 42 days, during which 33 Israeli hostages are set to be released. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Similar weather conditions are expected over Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. In hockey, UP Rudras held their nerves to register a narrow 1-0 win against Team Gunasekhar in the Hockey India League 2024-25 at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. This hard-fought win put UP Rudras in the third place of the points table with the phase 1 of the league ended yesterday. It was Rudras' skipper Hardik Singh who led from the front and also scored the lone goal in his team's victory. And that's the end of this news bulletin.